Students' Book, page 100. Activity 11. Listen and stick. Then complete the sentences. Use the correct form of the verb. 1.
Cool magazine.
It's my mom's travel magazine. This issue is about famous tourist attractions. Look, here's one of the most photographed structures in the world.
What is it? It looks like a huge sail that's just sitting on the water, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's not a sail. It's a hotel in Dubai, the Burj Al Arab Hotel. And you're right. It says here that the design was inspired by the sails of an Arabian trading ship.
Nice. Was it built on an island?
Yep. An island was created just for the hotel.
Wow. I bet it took longer to construct the island than the hotel, don't you?
Yeah. It says that it took 3 years to reclaim the land from the sea to make the island. And it took less time than that to actually build the hotel.
See, I was right, wasn't I?
Yep. And the hotel itself cost something like $650 million to build.
Wow. I'd love to go there.
2.
Have you heard of something called a bucket list?
It's a wish list of things that people want to do before they die, right?
I think so. I heard my mom and her friend, the one who was just here, talking about it.
Seriously? She did look pretty old, I guess. Old people like to talk about that kind of stuff.
Hey, my mom isn't old.
I have an idea. Let's make our own bucket lists.
But we're only 12.
I know, but it'll be fun. Number one on my list would be to see the pyramids in Mexico.
The pyramids are in Egypt.
There are pyramids in Egypt, but the ones that I want to see were built in Mexico.
There are pyramids in Mexico? Where in Mexico?
Let me get my history book. Here are some pictures. See? It says that these photographs of the pyramids were taken at Chichen Itza and some other sites in Mexico. So what's on your bucket list?
Let me think.
3.
What do you think is the most generous thing a man can do for the woman that he loves?
I don't know. Buy her a diamond ring? A big house? I give up. What?
In social studies class today, we learned that the Taj Mahal in India was built by an emperor in honor of his wife who died in childbirth. She was buried there.
Really? I didn't know that. I've seen pictures of it. It's so beautiful. I think it's made of marble, isn't it?
Yes, and the marble is decorated with flowers and beautiful jewels. Inside is the tomb where the emperor's wife was buried.
Wow!
It took more than 22,000 people more than 20 years to build. And now it's one of the most famous places in the world. To me, it's the best and most enduring tribute a man could give to the woman that he loved.
That's a great love story. I don't know anyone who could top that.
4.
Hey, Eric. You're from Australia, right?
Yeah. I was born in Sydney, Tanya. Why?
That's perfect. What do you know about the Sydney Opera House? I have to prepare a presentation about it for my art class.
Oh, yeah. I had to do one, too. If it's for your art class, it'd be interesting to talk about its design. Did you know that the Opera House is known around the world for its design?
Oh, yeah? That makes sense. I've seen some pictures of it. It's stunning, isn't it? Do you know who designed it?
Yeah, it's a work of art. Actually, I don't know who designed it, but I do know where the person was from. A design contest was held sometime in the 1950s, and the person who won was from Denmark.
Wow. The Sydney Opera House was designed by someone from Denmark? Now, that is interesting.
Yep.
You know, it looks like a big boat, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've heard other people say the same thing. It's awesome.
Thanks. I think you just did my homework for me.